and it should not go. If you love wisdom, put your mind up to the ceiling. Don't let it stay in the gutter. Don't let your heart get all cluttered. No, I did not stutter. Listen to all that I've muttered. Your life will only go well if you win wisdom or lovers.
You love with wisdom.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is JC Johnson. I'm here on For the Love of Wisdom. You're listening to NorthCoastUnderground.com, where the underground starts with you. This is episode one of For the Love of Wisdom. So for those of you who are just tuning in, you're in luck because you're going to witness something pretty epic here. The theme that we're going to be discussing today is actually the wisdom of sobriety. And before we get into that, I am going to just give you a little bit of a breakdown about what the show is all about. So where this idea of the show came from is really the word philosophy, and I'm going to tell you why. Because according to the Merriam-Webster dictionary, the original meaning of the word philosophy actually comes from the Greek roots philo, which means love, and sophos, which means wisdom. So basically, you know, philosophy literally means for the love of wisdom. So pretty much what we're going to be getting into today on that is the wisdom of sobriety. So every time that we meet, we're basically going to pick a different topic to discuss. And so today is sobriety. And some of you may be wondering what sobriety is all about. What's the purpose of it? Why am I talking about this on a radio show? Well, those are all good questions. So hopefully those will get answered within the next couple hours. So just stay tuned with me. Again, this is Jason Johnson on For the Love of Wisdom. You're listening to North Coast Underground, where the underground starts with you.
You are listening to NorthCoastUnderground.com, where the underground starts with you.
My name is Judy Teeter, and I'm the mother of three boys. My youngest, Joe, was a great kid. He loved sports, music, and his youth group. One day, Joe asked me to drive him to an after-school event, which was about a mile from our home. I was driving through a green light when a car in cross traffic ran a red light and drove right into the side of our car, killing Joe. The driver was talking on her phone, so she never even saw the red light. She was so absorbed in her phone call. Before the crash, I didn't realize just talking on a cell phone while driving was so dangerous. Now it's something I think about every day. According to the National Safety Council, about 1 in 4 car crashes involves a cell phone. Hands-free is no safer. When you're behind the wheel, put away your phone, for Joe and for the thousands of needless deaths every year. Remember, there is no safe way to talk on a cell phone while driving. Find out more at nsc.org.
What's going on, everybody? Again, this is For the Love of Wisdom on NorthCoastUnderground.com. Today, we are discussing the wisdom of sobriety. Thanks to everyone for tuning in. So just before, you know, before we get too much into it, I would like to go over a few definitions. For those of you who are just tuning in, before we actually went over the definition of philosophy, which means love of wisdom. And I think it's also important just to discuss what the definition of the word wisdom is as well, because that's a word that we throw around a lot of times. But I don't think that, you know, everyone fully understands what is meant by that. So I think before we go anywhere, we need to discuss what wisdom is. So according to Merriam-Webster, wisdom is the ability to discern inner qualities and relationships. So it's insight. it's also good sense, which is also known as judgment. And on dictionary.com, it actually says that wisdom is the quality of having experience, knowledge, and good judgment. So, that is, in a nutshell, what wisdom is all about. That is what is meant when I say the love of wisdom or philosophy is basically the love of being able to discern inner qualities in relationships, have good sense, or the quality of having experience, knowledge, and good judgment. Now, some of you heard me on the Lord's Will show last week, and we were discussing this show, and Will asked me whether or not I preferred Eastern or Western philosophy. Now, I thought that that was a pretty interesting question. He kind of caught me off guard a little bit with that. I've never, you know, thought to pick one that I like the most. But I decided to go ahead and put some thought into that and share that with you all today. So before I even, you know, get into whether or not I prefer Eastern or Western philosophy, I think it's important to just discuss what Eastern philosophy means, what Western philosophy means. So, according to an individual, and I may butcher his name a little bit, but just so you get the idea, his name is Chakravarti Ram Prasad. Okay? Everyone want to say that with me about 10 more times? All right. Chakravarti Ram Prasad. All right. And in his work titled Eastern Philosophy, which came out in 2005, he and also another individual who wrote the Encyclopedia of Eastern Philosophy and Religion in 1994 pulled from both of these sources. And basically, I found that Eastern philosophy or Asian philosophy includes the various philosophies of East Asia, Chinese philosophy, Japanese philosophy, and Korean philosophy, and Indian philosophy, including Buddhist philosophy, dominant in Indian subcontinent, Tibet, Southeast Asia, pretty much ideas that are coming from that side of the world. So that's Eastern philosophy. And then Western philosophy, you know, we talk about the Western world. We live in the West. If you are listening in the United States, we are in the West, right? And a lot of the ideas that we get actually come from Western philosophy. The U.S. government, for example, even Canadian government, or any system that basically is dominant on this side of the world, we get a lot of our ideas from Western philosophy. So I think that it's important to know what Western philosophy is. So according to Anthony Kinney in his book, A New History of Western Philosophy, and Anthony Gottlieb, also in his book, The Dream of Reason, Western philosophy refers to the philosophical thinking of Western culture, beginning with Greek philosophy of the pre-Socrates era, such as Thales and Pythagoras. Those time periods, just in case you're curious, are from 624 to 546 BC. And Pythagoras, his concepts originate between 570 BC and 495 BC. So, Western philosophy was heavily influenced by the Greeks, and it actually became a predominant philosophy, eventually covering a large area of the globe. So to answer that question, though, whether or not I prefer Eastern or Western philosophy, again, that's a very, very tough choice, okay? Because there's so many great things that we can get from both. But if I had to choose one, especially, you know, since I am living in the Western part of the world, maybe I'm a little bit biased. And also the fact that the Greeks from the West, who are the ones who created the word philosophia, where we get the English word philosophy, you know, which comes from love of wisdom. You know, given that, I would have to go with Western philosophy as a personal favorite. Okay, sorry, I'm a little bit biased maybe, but I think that most of the philosophers that I read about and that I really spend most of my time thinking about, I would say that most of them come from the West. However, there have been some from the East that have been influential as well. And maybe we can get into that a little bit more on another episode. But for right now, we're just going to leave it at that. And we're about to go on a commercial break in a second. And when we come back, we are going to go a little bit deeper into the wisdom of sobriety. What is sobriety? What is sobriety? Why do we need it? Is it needed? I mean, some of you may actually argue against that to say, no, that's not wise. Why would you want to be sober? You know, but everyone has a difference of opinion on that. So I definitely don't want to assume that everyone is on the same page with it. But I think that it's a great topic. I think that is something that's needed. If those of you who have been listening to undergroundradio.com for, you know, the last 20, 30 minutes or so, you'll know that there is actually a commercial about drunk driving. And I think that that's something that's very important. It's something that we don't spend enough time talking about, precaution when it comes to operating a motor vehicle, especially when you're under the influence of a substance, a mind altering and, you know, body altering substance. It's very important that we are wise when we drive. So even if you don't agree with me about the importance of sobriety, hopefully you will agree that it is wise to be safe when you're driving, right? It's wise to be safe when you're watching children, okay? There was a time when Robert Downey Jr., and we're gonna get into that a little bit later. We're gonna talk about him and his journey from drug addiction to sobriety. But there was a time when he was actually found passed out in his children's room, in his house. And, you know, as a parent, you know, that can be very dangerous. We definitely don't want to be in a position where we are compromising the safety of ourselves or our children. And as a father myself, you know, I definitely find that to be very important. So anyway, we're about to go to a commercial break. Thank you for tuning in. Again, this is JC Johnson, and you are listening to For the Love of Wisdom on NorthCoastUnderground.com, where the underground lives with you, starts with you. That's right, North Coast.
Are you tired of the same old Then give your ears a break and tune in to NorthCoastUnderground.com, because the underground starts with you.
For the Love of Wisdom, where philosophy meets the streets.
With your host, Jason Johnson.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back. You are listening to For the Love of Wisdom on NorthCoastUnderground.com. All right, so before the break, we were just discussing a couple things. One, we were discussing what philosophy is all about. We were discussing why that relates to wisdom. So for those of you just tuning in, again, philosophy literally means love of wisdom. And that's why this show was called For the Love of Wisdom, because we are all about making right decisions, being wise in our lives. And we have a few headlines actually related to some fatal drug overdoses, alcohol poisoning incidents, things like that have been going on around the world. And I want to get into that. But before we get into those headlines, I'd actually like to introduce a special guest. Just stopped into the studio. So if you want to just let everyone know who you are, what's going on?
Hi, my name is Retta Boo, and I graduate Friday.
Okay, congratulations.
Thank you.
Nice. So what are you going to be doing when you graduate?
Well, I'm going to do three different things: photography, and then I'm going to be working at a radio station part-time, and also my third a choice, probably somewhere at TV. Not really sure, but I just want to get my feet wet with all types of stuff. It's over 41 different careers to choose from.
Okay. All right. That's awesome. That's all. Those are great fields to get into. So what made you interested in wanting to come to Ohio Media School?
Well, first off, I used to work as an S10A. I worked as a cook before, but 2 years ago I got sick. I lost my kidney, and they put me on dialysis. Oh. So right now, I love social media, as far as Facebook, Instagram, and a lot of stuff. And I said to myself, I was taking my kids to school, and I said, something got to give. I'm just tired, not really doing nothing with myself. I have a lot of trades and all built, but I pretty much can't use them right now. All
right.
So I said, I heard 107.9, Road Digger. She announced it, the thing over the air, 107.9 Road Digger. And I said, that sounds interesting. So I started looking stuff up on Indie Jobs and stuff. So I came actually out here and visit. And I met with Lisa, the administrator. And she said, well, can you start soon as possible? I said, are you for real? She said, yes. Yeah. So I registered. And 8 months later, here I am. And I can tell you this is a good program, because I learned so much, and it's really true. Hands-on training, financial aid is available for those who qualified, and you get taught by professionals and also peers, like my fellow students. They also taught me as well.
Okay.
So, I'm an intern right now, and I make a pretty decent amount of money just by being an intern. So I can tell you this field is really what it is. It's really booming. Like, people right. don't know it's so much stuff. Like, everybody want to be that rapper. Everybody want to be that poetry road. Everybody want to be that. Be yourself. And not only that, it's your own pace.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, too. If you're a guest on this show, you actually have to rap. So I want to need to hear something from you.
Okay, I don't know how to rap, but my name is Loretta Boo, and I'm a flat girl. If you mess with me, I'll break your world. I sting like a butterfly, sting like a bee. None of you females can't see me.
All right. That was pretty good.
Thank you.
On the fly as well. That was pretty cool.
Okay. Yeah. I don't even know how to rap. I just made something that just makes something rhyme.
So, Loretta, what we're going to do right now, as I mentioned before, we're going to touch on some of the headlines, and before I do get into that, there's actually one thing I would like for you to share, since you're here, because during the break you were letting me know about some situations of some people that or
yes,
that you heard
yes,
about that
yes, yes,
that have been involved in some pretty tragic incidents. So
yes,
so why don't you share with our listeners a little bit about
okay,
that?
Okay. Well, as y'all know, it's a lot of tragic right now for us teenagers. They want to take stuff from Todd, like the tripods, and they having a challenge, putting it in their mouth, having an overdose. I had a friend, mother, who died of a heroin overdose. This was like about, 2014, and her friend introduced that. It started off with Percocets, and from there, they introduced it, she took it as a hobby, like a tread, and I remember having a conversation with her, telling her, she need help, because statistics say that once you do Percocets, you do drugs, it's not good. And I got a call around 3-4 in the morning. My friend would call screaming and hollering, saying she got to go to the hospital. Can I take her? Because her mother they found her dead with phone coming out of her mouth. And to this day, it's still, every time when I hear about overdose, that's the first thing I remember, because I remember her, really, me and her was talking about my kids, just really talking about life, and 2 days later she dead. And it's scary, because and it's like, if you got loved ones and they going dressed, get them help, because it's sad, because you losing your life, and once you dead, you can't come back.
Right.
My friend, she's my age, and her mother is like, I think, 15 years older than her. So we all hang together, and it's sad, because death don't have a discrimination, don't have what right. color you is or race. It's white, Caucasian, African Americans, Hispanic, Asian. It don't have what color it is. And it's in poverties, it's in the suburbs and prominent North Olmsted, all over. So it's not just the inner city, is all over. I just tell people, if you ever like that song Logic, you know who that is?
Yeah.
Like, I love that video, because even though it's a 2017 song, it's up to date. It was about this guy, he went to school and he was gay, and then his father was mad at him. Mm-hmm. In school, he was like in football, everybody was logging him, but it's a true mess at the end that he ended up finding somebody with. That song is powerful. Sorry for cutting you off. It's not just you know, overdoses, it's alcohol, it's, yeah, it's, yeah, so much abuse out here, you know, and it's like, this should be awareness all year, not just, you know, I thank God that you're talking about this, because our listeners need to know this. You're not the only one that going through stuff. If you know somebody need help, reach out to them, because, you know, I went to high school, and I could tell you, I thank God I'm being sick in college and not in high school, because people probably would, you know, I probably would be on drugs. You know, yeah, you don't know. It's peer pressure. You know, I've never been weak, but I used to get teased when I was in school, so you never know how that turned out.
Right.
So, you know, I like the, you know, it's just tune in and, you know, call 107. I mean, I'm sorry, call, what's this radio station today?
Oh, this is North Coast Underground.
Okay, we'll call North Coast Underground, and, you know, and call live. If you got anybody close, you know, to you, please get them help. Please talk to them. Don't never be afraid and embarrassed to address it, because if you do, that's a life that could be cut short in minutes, days, months, even a year. And it, and everybody be going through. You know, it's not just one person, it's everybody.
Right, right. And also, and I really appreciate you for sharing that, Loretta, because yeah, this is very serious. This is something that is affecting a lot of people. You know, a lot of people are not making the best choices.
They not.
But that's why we're talking about it today. So hopefully somebody that's listening, maybe you're on your way to say, you know what, I'm about to try cocaine, or I'm going to try heroin for the first time. I mean, what could it hurt? You know, I know people who have been doing it for 15, 20 years and they're okay. But hey, you know, statistics show that sometimes there are people who overdose on their first try.
Yeah.
So, and it may not even just be because they don't know what they're doing, although a lot of times that's probably what it is. But also, it can be because somebody could have, you know, mixed it incorrectly. So, you know, somebody...
laced it.
Yeah, they could have laced it with something deadly, you know.
I have another story, if you don't mind.
Oh, yeah, yeah, sure. We got a little bit of time. Okay. Go ahead.
I have a associate, he was a basketball player, and he went to a party, and it don't have nothing to do with it was drugs, and I don't know if it was a drugs or liquor, but anyhow, he went to the bathroom, told somebody to hold his drink. So he came back, he took the drink. To this day, his mind is gone. Like, wow. He really gone. Like, I'm talking about, like, talking to himself, head on his, and this brother is fine. I'm talking about, like, I had a crush on him. You a male, so you don't know what that means. It's like, say you got a crush on somebody, or you look up, and then you see them 5 years later, 10 years later, and all of a sudden they on drugs. They got like 10 kids. They look like they, you know, like, oh my God, what happened to you?
Right.
This is what I'm talking about. This guy, he like got me about 2 years. When I see him, he look like a 70-year-old man.
Right. Like, so you're like, whoa.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, I remember, I think
I know your grandson.
Yeah. My grandson. And then you found out they went to school, like, with, no, you found out, like, that, oh, is, wow, his, wow, what happened to you? So I mean, like, I'm not laughing at, you know, I'm laughing because it's like the comment he just said, like, wow, that is your, you might, you know, it, stuff out here is real, man. Peer pressure is nothing to play with. We, yeah, always be a leader. Don't be a lesser follower. I tell my children, my son, he's 12, my daughter 10. My son, he's a leader, but my daughter, she's more a follower. Anything somebody do, she do. And I said, don't be like that. Be yourself. Even if you feel people calling you lame, broke, whatever, be that geek, whatever. Stand up for yourself, because if you don't stand up for yourself, who going to stand up for you?
Exactly. Hey, that's great wisdom right there. Mm-hmm. Be a leader, not a follower.
That's true.
And that, yeah, is crucial in the times that we're living in. Mm-hmm. All right, so we're about to go to a commercial break. Thank you for tuning in. Again, this is JC Johnson. You're listening to For the Love of Wisdom on North Coast Underground, where the underground starts with you.
Hey, you've got a lock here at NorthCoastUnderground.com, where the underground starts with you.
This is your girl, Juicy Jazzo, and I wanted to let you know I'm all about wisdom. Knowledge is power, power is money, and money makes the world go round. And you're listening to For the Love of Wisdom right now, leading out your speaker.
It's your girl Queen Z from the Queen Z Show, and you are listening to For the Love of Wisdom.
What's going on, everybody? This is JC Johnson back on For the Love of Wisdom, and you're listening on NorthCoastUnderground.com. All right, so for those of you that just tuned in, again, on today's show, we are talking about the wisdom of sobriety. Why do we need it? What is it? What's the purpose of it? And how can it affect our lives? Also, right now, I'm on Instagram Live. If you would like to follow me on Instagram, you can find me at Johnsonian Theory on Instagram. That's J-O-H-N-S-O-N, as in Johnson, I-A-N. So Johnsonian Theory, at Johnsonian Theory on Instagram. And if you want to follow the show on Twitter as well, then just search for at LoveWise Podcast on Twitter, at LoveWise Podcast. All right, so before the break, we were talking with Loretta. She popped in to share some information with us. We really appreciate those stories that she shared about some people that she knows that have been impacted by issues of, you know, people who have overindulged in illegal substances, and how they had, you know, fatal endings as a result. So right now, what I'd like to do is go into some of the headlines that are in the news right now. This one happened about a week or so ago. There is a man in Pennsylvania, Berks County, Pennsylvania, by the name of Tamir Reeves. And he is actually a suspect in an overdose situation where he actually sold some drugs to a person and this person actually passed away as a result. So here's some information from 69 News from Allentown, Pennsylvania. It says Tamir Reeves was arraigned on charges of drug delivery resulting in death and related offenses, and then committed to the Berks County Jail on $100,000 bail. So Reeves, who is 21 years old, admitted to selling heroin to a 28-year-old man who was later found dead of an overdose inside a home in Lower Heidelberg Township, police said. An autopsy determined that he died of acute heroin and fentanyl toxicity. So that was a pretty serious issue. Of course, you know, it's really unfortunate that people are dying out here because, you know, they're receiving these drugs. But not just street drugs, but there's also prescription drugs that people are getting too that are also putting them in the same types of situations. And we're gonna, you know, after the break, when we come back, we're actually gonna discuss some of the well-known cases of people, entertainers, you know, musicians, actors, people who are well-known who currently struggle with narcotic addiction. And then we're also going to touch on those who used to struggle with that, but who have actually been set free from that and who are now clean and sober. So, again, that was Tamir Reeves. Recently, he just went to jail for, you know, in connection with this overdose of heroin. If you would like to add any comments as well, or if you want me to touch on anything else, just go ahead and send me a message on Instagram. Again, the Instagram handle is at Johnsonian Theory. All right, so here's another overdose situation. This one actually happened a couple years ago, but it's still relevant now because of the nature of this situation. This is a high-profile case. It's actually involving someone who's pretty well-known. He is the former guitarist for the rock group Three Doors Down. And for those of you who do not know about Three Doors Down, they're an awesome group. And if you're into, if you're definitely into alternative or, you know, any form of rock music, I really believe that you would appreciate their music. But the guitarist from Three Doors Down, his name is Matthew Roberts, and he actually died of an overdose in 2016. And the issue here is that the doctor who prescribed the medication to him, which was fentanyl, he his name is Richard Snellgrove. and he is actually scheduled to be on trial. I believe that's tomorrow, May 11th, on charges that he improperly prescribed this drug and other drugs to Three Door Down guitarist Matthew Roberts, who died of a drug overdose in 2016. So Dr. Richard Snellgrove of Fairhope faces a 13-count federal indictment in Mobile, alleging unlawful distribution of controlled substances and healthcare fraud. And this information is brought to us by NBC of Chicago. So if you want to read up a little bit more about that, you can check their website, NBCChicago.com. So right now he's being indicted, or the indictment alleges that he prescribed the drugs that killed Matthew Roberts, who was found dead in August 2016 in a hotel hallway near Milwaukee. Roberts was to perform a charity concert there, and court papers state that Snellgrove began, you know, prescribing drugs to Roberts as early as 2005. So that was going on for a really long time. And the thing about it is, you might say, well, hey, I mean, that's innocent, right? You know, he came to him, he had some sort of ailment, and he prescribed him some medication. What's wrong with that? Well, according to the most reliable sources, it looks like Richard Snellgrove was aware that Roberts had addiction problems, yet he prescribed the medication to him anyway. And for those of you that don't know, it is a big deal for someone in the medical profession to commit a crime such as this, because this would be considered malpractice. This is something that you can not only lose your license for, but also face serious jail time for, or I should say prison time. As of right now, Richard Snellgrove has not pleaded guilty, yet he faces up to 240 years in prison. I mean, if you think about that, I mean, even a person that lives the longest life humanly possible, they're not going to see the end of that sentence. So 240 years in prison and up to $2.8 million in fines. That's what he'll be facing if he is convicted. The way things are looking right now, it looks like that conviction is very possible. So I guess we'll see what happens tomorrow after his trial. And one other headline, this is also pretty recent. There was a man who was found dead at Cincinnati's Government Square. That's in Cincinnati, Ohio. And he died of alcohol poisoning as well as other factors. But the alcohol portion of it is actually very important, and we'll see why in a minute. So according to WCPO in Cincinnati, it says that alcohol poisoning caused this man by the name of Ken Martin to basically black out. And when he blacked out, it looks like he was in an area where the temperature was below freezing. This happened on the morning of December 27th. So it looks like the alcohol caused him to pass out. So it may not be necessarily that he died only of alcohol poisoning, although it looks like the coroners did say that his blood alcohol content was in the high toxic to lethal range. And I am not a coroner, I'm not a scientist, I'm not a physician, but when I hear high toxic to lethal range, that sounds pretty serious to me. So he was drinking a lot, and as a result, he passed out. He wasn't able to wake himself up. It looks like he froze to death. So Ken Martin was homeless at the time, and that's why he was not able to find shelter. Maybe if he was inside somewhere warm, that wouldn't have happened. Dr. Gretel Stevens of Hamilton County, this is a Hamilton County deputy,
coroner found Martin's blood alcohol content as high, but also Dr. Gretel said that this alone could have resulted in his death, but he had the additional findings and situation that clinched his death, clinched his death on that night. Specifically, he would have passed out from having drank too much, and he was at an unheated bus stop on a winter night. Stevens also found Martin suffered from what is called Wernicke-Korsakoff syndrome, commonly found in alcoholics, as well as chronic lung disease. So he had a lot of different things going on, but the alcohol definitely didn't help. So that's pretty serious. We definitely want to be mindful of what's going on in the world around us. So there are a lot of drug overdoses going on, and it's very sad because, hey, life is precious. Too many people are dying because they're not making wise decisions. And that's why we wanted to just bring awareness to that today on For the Love of Wisdom. We are talking about the wisdom of sobriety. Again, this is JC Johnson on North Coast Underground, where the underground starts with you. When we come back from commercial break, we're going to talk a little bit more about these headlines, as well as get into some of the statistics related to alcohol and other substances that can cause fatalities. So thank you for tuning in. We'll be right back after this.
Knowledge is power, power is money, and money makes the world go round.
Money, power, respect, I'm getting higher, learning, yeah, I'm winning. Only get better with time, you got on my mind, with wisdom, there's no limit, there's no limit. Get up and get it, can achieve the impossible, conquer every obstacle. Exhausted and grinding, constantly pushing, do what they say I could. Life is what you make it, knowledge is power, don't let them take.
If you're in love with wisdom, come inside.
Come inside.